In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Scottish Tourist Board is not very happy. Even though there is lots of wonderful scenery there, lots of castles to visit and so on, they have a problem. Last year, last summer, for the first time in many years, there were no sightings of the Loch Ness Monster. Perhaps it was because of the miserable summer they had. Or maybe Nessie was fed up with all the crowds and wanted a rest. But whatever the reason, nobody saw her. And the people at the tourist board hope she will put in an appearance soon, because as soon as one person sees her, more tourists will come. Do we believe in the Loch Ness Monster? Probably not. But, sorry about that, go to Scotland anyway, Loch Ness Monster or not, but alongside the shores of the loch, there are people with cameras at the ready. Because if someone could just take a photograph of her, then we would have proof. Seeing is believing, they say. Sir, said the Greeks to Philip, we want to see Jesus. Is that what it was all about? They wanted to see. They wanted to see what all the fuss was about. What sort of a man he was. And perhaps they wanted to be his disciples. But just to make certain, they wanted to have a look at him first. Because seeing is believing. Strangely though, it doesn't look as if Jesus agreed to their request. It seems he stayed where he was and talked to Andrew and Philip instead. It is as though he was saying, if you want to see me, there are all sorts of places you can look. He talks about a grain of wheat buried in the earth and then bursting into life, growing and bearing yet more grain. As he himself would be buried in the tomb, rise on Easter Day, and then at Pentecost send out his church to go and bear fruit. Death and resurrection. See where God is doing that, and you will have seen me. That is his message to the Greeks and to us today. When we actually realize what is going on, then we see the true significance of Jesus. We really see him as he is, and he is glorified. It is a new beginning for us, the start of a new covenant, as Jeremiah says in chapter 31, our first reading. And then the writer to the Hebrews in our second reading says something similar. The writer of the letter to the Hebrews identifies Jesus as a priest according to the order of Melchizedek, a reference to Psalm 110. Melchizedek himself only appears once in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 14, when Abraham meets him. The priests in the temple were from the tribe of Levi, But Melchizedek, although a priest, was not from that line. And neither was Jesus. So Jesus, says the writer to the Hebrews, is a new sort of priest, the servant of the new covenant, referred to by Jeremiah. The old order is about to die, like a grain of wheat buried in the earth. That is what Jesus is telling his followers. And something new is about to emerge from it. A new covenant and a new priesthood. And how do we know? Where will we see it? Look at me, says Jesus, lifted on the cross for all to see. For a start, this new covenant breaks any link between sin and suffering. If we suffer, or rather should I say when we suffer, we do not have to think of it as a punishment for our sins. Nor does suffering have to create a barrier between us and God in the way that the sin of pride might do, for instance. In the new covenant, God has declared that we are his people and we shall know him. We see this in Jesus, the priest of the new covenant. On the cross, he offers his suffering to the Father, and it becomes the gateway to new life, the life of the resurrection, eternal life. And the priestly role of the church is to enable people to see this too. The priest at the altar is called to stand where Christ stood and make this visible so that everyone can see Jesus. The broken bread with its jagged edges speaks to us of pain and suffering. Our pain, our suffering. It is offered in and with Christ's offering of himself and becomes the means of new life to be received and shared in remembrance of him. You want to see Jesus? Look at what the church does when she offers bread and wine at the altar. Look at how Christians live out a sacramental life, seeing God in suffering, seeing the little deaths as we let go of self, see them as the way to new life. See the death of old sins through forgiveness. See new hope, healing, light in the darkness, new opportunities opening up as old plans and projects fail and come to an end. These things are not rare events, like the sighting of the Loch Ness Monster. It happens every time Jesus is lifted up in bread and wine. That teaches us to look. Look at what is going on around you today, tomorrow, every day. Look with your eyes of faith, and you will see Jesus. Amen.